J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Girl, ooh, girl, you're looking so fine tonight, girl. And I told you I'd make love to you all night long.
All night long.
But girl,
girl,
oh girl,
ooh girl,
let's try to be realistic, girl. Nobody really makes love all night long.
That's impossible.
Though that would be impressive, girl. It's a little bit excessive, girl.
Too much.
And it would probably get uncomfortable to be that sexual.
Chafing.
And don't forget that we have work tomorrow.
8 a.m.
So we should really make sure we get some sleep. But girl,
girl,
I'll make love to you the best I can. But it's not gonna last real long.
Honesty.
Well, I apologize in advance. I can probably give you 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
If you don't move around too much. Otherwise, I'll probably give you 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Cause when you move, I get excited, girl. And hey,
hey,
is it cool if I leave my shirt on, girl? Cause I just had a big dinner.
Boston Market.
And I'm struggling with some negative body issues. Girl, I would love nothing more than to make sweet honey dip love to you till the break of dawn. But unfortunately, sex is something that I'm just not very good at. So please, girl, just try not to laugh at me, no matter how awkward this gets. Girl,
girl,
let's talk sexual positions, girl. I hope you like the missionary.
Tried and true.
Cause that's the only one that I'm really comfortable with. And girl, just one more quick little thing, girl. Please feel free to fake an orgasm.
I won't know.
Cause that'll make me feel like I'm doing well. Oh, girl.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Monday, June 13th, 2022, 151 days remaining. In our American democratic system, as we have known it, you are at jconline.com. Hi, kids. First of all, thanks to everybody for all the kind comments. We had the debut of our first JC Roots of Rock Sunday show on K-Wolf yesterday morning, and it came off without a hitch. And it was, you know, computers are weird little things. God, you know, I don't do the show live because it is so highly produced, it has to be pre-recorded. So I record that thing usually on Thursday or Friday, and it's a two-hour show. And it comes, how do I say this? All right, so each hour of the show, it is delivered to the station in three segments, because there's three segments in the show. And each segment is somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 25 minutes. Well, see, computers are really, really weird things, because somebody, and in this case, it's more the software than the actual computer, so maybe I've already, you know, misjudged this whole thing, but somebody somewhere said, well, you know, what this radio station software is doing is playing songs that are, you know, rarely more than 7 or 8 minutes long. You get Funeral for a Friend, Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, stuff like that. Okay, so that's much longer. But, you know, when you get into like 12, 13 minutes, if something gets put into the system, it's probably a mistake if it's longer than that. So the guy who designed the software said, yeah, you're right. If somebody's putting in something that's 25 minutes, it's clearly a mistake because everything else on the radio station is really, really short. So that's exactly what happens, because this happened at the old station too. You send, you know, like segment number one yesterday was like 26 minutes. Computer says, no,
got to be a mistake, and it just throws it right out. So like the whole thing has to be re-engineered and redesigned so that when it sees something that's like 25 minutes long, it doesn't just spit it out. You know, it's, and it's funny like that. My wife, and she didn't ask for this number, but my wife has a phone number that has repeating numbers. Like if you're calling, calling New York 212, you just say the phone number is 212-212-2122, you know, something like that. So my wife's phone number is something like that, repeating numbers. And this doesn't happen anymore, but you know, you go back 10 years or so, computers would spit it out because they thought that it was a phony number just because it had repeating numbers. This is why you get on YouTube and they're like secrets of your iPhone, because your phone probably does all this stuff. You didn't even know that it did. You know, the little apple on the back of your phone, most people don't see it because they have a phone case on it, but the little apple on the back, it looks like a design, right? Yeah. You push that Apple insignia on the back of your phone and it does stuff. Secrets of your iPhone. My daughter yesterday figured out the hard way. We took a trip to Sanibel yesterday. Really popular beach area down in, you're starting to actually get into southern Florida when you get down there. I haven't been there in about, 25 years. So it's fun to go back there. But my daughter learned an expensive lesson yesterday. You don't leave your phone in the sun. Dad, I'm getting a thing on my screen that says my phone is overheated. Like, yeah, you had it laying right next to the pool in direct sunlight. What did you think was going to happen? So we're like icing down her phone like it's a kid having an epileptic fit or something. It's like, for God's sakes. All right, you know, 12 years old. She's still learning. Excessive heat warning in St. Louis. I think it kicks in about 11 o'clock. Today, it's supposed to be like 95 by noon. Cardinals tomorrow have a day-night doubleheader, meaning enjoy those field boxes tomorrow when it's 103. Hey, dude, I can't make it to the game tomorrow. Do you want my tickets? Sure. Where are they? Row 8. Row 8 where? The field boxes? You dick! You're giving me tickets that you don't want because you don't want to sit in the sun. What makes you think I want to? I mean, even game time tonight. They kick off a 4-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Even that game tonight would probably be about 100 degrees at game time. This is not right. This is not right. This part of the country should not be having 100-degree days, especially 3 days in a row, in mid-June. This is late July and early August stuff. And yet you have these pricks that are married to the gas and oil companies down in Texas and Oklahoma. Senator James Inhofe, who stood on the floor of the United States Congress with a snowball saying, how can you have global warming? I just scooped this up outside. I believe he's 88 now. He and Chuck Grassley right now from Iowa. Those two guys look like cadavers. Biden does not look good either. I was talking to people yesterday, and they're like, he does not look like a man who is going to make it through the end of his term. And it would be a clumsy and awkward way to have our first female president of the United States, but that would do it. But the funny part is all the people who want Trump to run again, well, Trump would be the same age as Biden by the 2024 election. So I pulled that out on somebody the other day, and they sort of looked at me like, so? Oh, God. So it's only old when it's Biden old. It's not old when it's Trump old. Okay, I got it now. But again, this isn't supposed to happen in this part of the country this early in the summer season. I mean, it's not even summer yet. Summer doesn't happen until what? I think it's a week from tomorrow. Summer kicks in. There are still people, like Ted Cruz, you know, all those guys down in Texas and Oklahoma who are still telling you that climate change is a hoax, that it's not man-made, blah, blah, blah. And yet we've got more and more and more intense hurricanes and no water in the Colorado River down over 100 feet. It's actually down almost 200 feet, believe it or not. Colorado River is pretty much responsible for providing water for the entire southwestern chunk of the country. But this could end up being the new normal. You know why? Because July of 2017 was the last time we had back-to-back 100-degree days. But that's July. This shouldn't be happening on the 13th of June. If you're not concerned about this, you should be. But Sanibel is really pretty. Like I said, I haven't been there in 25 years. And when you're just sort of driving along there, you're looking and going, how do these people make their money? I always wonder that. How did you make so much money that you can have a mansion on Sanibel Island right on the water? Chris Rock back on the plane and headed for wherever he goes. I believe he lives in New York now. Two shows in St. Louis over the weekend. The Spirit Air Show. Again, a little warm out there, but sort of comes with the territory. This story out of Idaho is really, really scary. And again, it was averted because somebody saw something and somebody said something. You know, there's a big difference between being a Karen and narking on people who are minding their own business and aren't bothering you, not doing anything illegal, and just because you don't recognize them, you know, you start giving a lot of shit about something. There's a big difference between that and just driving by and seeing, what they say, it was 60 guys sort of dressed in what appeared to be some sort of paramilitary uniforms and things over their faces. And you overhear them talking about what they're going to do tomorrow. And what they were going to do tomorrow in this particular case was on Saturday night, they were organizing for the invasion of a pride parade that was happening in the state of Idaho. Of all places, by the way, why Idaho? But anyhow, there was a big gay pride thing that was going to be taking place in the park yesterday afternoon. And these guys were all loaded like into a U-Haul box truck. And their plan was to drive out there yesterday afternoon and just like start busting heads and stuff and causing chaos and hurting people. But somebody called and said, this doesn't look right. The cops investigated and said, holy shit, you're right, and busted them up and arrested all 60 of them. And again, this is a reminder of how people are so terrified of foreign terrorists doing bad stuff in this country when it in fact is our own people that we should be more concerned about. When was the last time somebody who came from a foreign country came in here and pulled something like this off? And again, I know there's a lot of counterintelligence that stops things from happening that do involve foreign players in this whole thing that you never hear about, that these things get busted up before the thing even goes public. So it's not like that doesn't happen, but I'm just saying, Look around. What do you see with your own two eyes? It's our own people. Here's the other thing to keep your eye on. So they're going to have this investigating committee thing here, the January 6th committee. Things kick back up at 9 o'clock this morning, but it's Thursday. Thursday is going to be the day. It's going to be Mike Pence Day. ABC News has this reporter who's been on all of this stuff. And Jonathan Carl has written some books and appears on not only ABC, but also on various other shows. And he says, yeah, he's seen some of the pictures that the world is going to see on Thursday involving Mike Pence and what happened with him. And he said the photographs are unbelievable. And I just think it's absolutely remarkable that Mike Pence on January 6th, when all this stuff started coming down, they pulled a limo up. And he didn't know that this was going to happen, but they had a limo pulled up, and it's like one of these Secret Service limos with all the hardware and, you know, all the protection and the iron doors and all that sort of stuff. And Pence wouldn't get into it. Pence was standing there going, I'm not getting in that car. He thought they were going to do something to him that day. He figures, I get in that car, nobody may ever see me again. This is the kind of stuff you expect to be coming out of Nicaragua or some banana republic somewhere. So anyhow, Thursday is supposed to be the big day. But although the hearings, like I said, they continue today at 9 o'clock. But keep your eye on Thursday. How about Pat Maroon? This has never happened in the history of hockey. In the entire history of the National Hockey League, you've never had a guy win four consecutive Stanley Cup rings and with two different teams. And again, we get into the concept of good versus evil here. Pat Maroon, good guy, St. Louis product, had a key goal for the Blues in 2019. Contract is up. He goes to Tampa. wins two consecutive Stanley Cup rings, and now looking at the possibility of a third. And I cannot be more emphatic about this when I say it, and that is Stan Kroenke cannot be allowed to win a Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup 6 months apart. If that happens, as far as I'm concerned, it's an early preview of a zombie apocalypse. All I can say is, go Bolts. Did you watch that Alex Jones thing last night on CNN, that hour-long documentary? Wow. They had all these people who used to work for him, and they're like, he's making it all up. It's just, he's like a carnival barker. It's like a circus act. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars spreading this stuff because people believe this nonsense. I'm like, well, does he believe what he's saying? Like, of course he doesn't. You know, it's, how do I say this without sounding arrogant? When I went to college, I trained in journalism. I was a radio, TV, film major, but I took all of the journalism stuff I could take. Now, a lot of it I couldn't take because I didn't have any money. And the journalism courses where I went to school, they charged you extra, I think they called them lab fees, because you had to learn photography and you had to learn all sorts of other stuff. And so they had charges on top of your general tuition, and I couldn't afford that. But they had lots of elective courses in journalism, and I took every single one I could get my hands on. And, you know, and then I just took that knowledge so that when I was hired at Channel 5 back in 1985, they had no idea that I had been trained in journalism and that I actually knew what I was doing. They just thought I was some goofy morning radio guy and they might be able to cash in on my popularity by throwing me on the air and saying, well, just do something, try to entertain people. Well, now I'm doing reporting just like anybody else. And then that was cool because then they realized that they started giving me more cool stuff to do. But the point is this. When you're trained in journalism, everything comes down to your credibility. You have to double check your sources. You can't just have somebody tell you something and you go on the air with it. You got to always, always double check it, make sure that you are right. So now you've got these people, these television icons, and these people on these fringe cable and internet networks, and not only do they not check sources, they're just making stuff up. Because they know there's a certain segment of the population that's going to believe it. You know, it must be fun to believe conspiracy stuff. There must be some fun in it because so many people do it. It's just like the occult, paranormal activities, you know, stuff like that. It must be fun. It's more fun than reality, probably. Because with reality, my daughter's 12. And for a while there, she started, you know, hearing about ghosts and things. And like, honey, there's no such thing as ghosts. There's no zombies. There's no, you know, superhuman stuff going around. There's nothing that's going to get you in the middle of the night. It's all made up. See, reality, a little on the boring side. So if you can throw stuff at people where it's like, oh, wait till you hear this. That must be fun. It doesn't mean that there's anything to it, but it must be fun. People must be bored and just looking for something more entertaining and stimulating in their lives. It's the only explanation I can come up with, because otherwise, why would people believe nonsense like, you know, people are eating babies in the basement of a pizza parlor in New Jersey? I mean, come on. And there are broadcasters in St. Louis. There are people that will be on the air today that if you're driving along in your car and you punch to the right station, you will hear people who profess this stuff. One is a former friend of mine, and I don't talk to him anymore because he started spewing this stuff on a talk show on the FM dial on one of those conservative stations. This is like, I'm sorry, that's it, we're done. And it was really sad to have to say that because we had been really good friends. This is the same guy that a couple of years ago started up a GoFundMe page for himself. And by the way, people forked over the money. What they didn't know is that one of the main reasons he was broke is because he was a big gambler and he was gambling all of his money away. So that stuff is really, really sad when it happens. World's gone crazy, folks. World's gone crazy. Pete Davidson, The Best of Friends on Netflix, debuts today. Late Night Tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got comedian Larry Wilmore, Kevin Bacon on with Kimmel, Stephen Colbert's got Bryan Cranston, Melissa McCarthy on with James Corden, and Seth Meyers has Christine Baranski and Jewel. An Australian newspaper planned to out Rebel Wilson. She came out on her own about 2 weeks ago, but you know, we hear about this all the time, that newspapers figure that they, you know, and these are the really sleazy newspapers, that they're going to go public with something, so then the star himself or herself beats them to the punch, and at least then you control the narrative instead of somebody who's just really trying to damage you. But that's apparently what happened there. We're wishing the best for David Koechner, who is a really good guy, good family, nice people out there in central Missouri, from The Office and Anchorman, but he's now gotten arrested for a DUI second time this year, and he's clearly not in control of things. He's a wonderful guy. I've met him on multiple occasions, and I'm just wishing the best for this guy. Jurassic World Dominion knocked off Top Gun for the top box office heap. $143.4 million opening weekend. Jesus. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, 36 today. Kat Dennings. There's some flat-chested woman somewhere walking around going, if you had just given me some of hers. Never mind. She's 36 today. Chris Evans, Captain America's 41. Ally Sheedy from the old Brat Pack. Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, War Games, Short Circuit. 60 today. Hannah Storm from ESPN, 60. She has one of those birthmarks right under her eye. I think it's her left eye. And so she always has to have makeup on because otherwise it looks like some dude slugged her. And so you never, ever see her without makeup on because of that reason. And Tim Allen is 69 today.
Thank you. Nice to see you. I'm having a pretty bad week. I just got back from a kind of a family reunion, and I got 7 brothers and 2 sisters, and I realize now, and I hate to admit it, but men are pigs. Men are just pigs. You women will agree, right? Men are pigs, right? Yeah, it's just too bad we own everything. I'm kidding. My mom raised 7 boys, 2 girls. She always called us pigs. You little pigs. You little red-butted primate little monkey pigs. All you do is poop and eat around here. That's all you do. Don't speak to your mother. You grunt like the pigs you are. My mother figured that's how men should talk. It's true. You don't think your old man grunts? Give him a steak. Honey, you like that? My mom said the only reason men are alive is for lawn care and vehicle maintenance. Oh, is that true? Yeah. I know it's true. I got a new lawn tractor. Yeah. Got the John Deere 160. Oh, yeah. 11 horse twin cylinder. 42-inch blade, rear bagger. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's got headlights in case I want to mow it at night. I have that option, yeah. My mother said men aren't men until they can find their way to Sears by themselves. That's my store, Sears. Oh. Past all that Kenmore stuff. Come on. Right to that Craftsman tool department. Oh. I walk in there and my nipples are rock hard. They're beautiful. I can buy stuff I don't even need now. Yeah. I got a gear puller. I got no idea what that thing is. Oh, yeah. But it looks good on my pegboard. Oh, 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 oh. But that some assembly required or hurt you or a loved one. My mom gave me a gas grill for my birthday. I got the Sunbeam 3300. Oh, yeah. It's got rotisserie, dual burner, fold-down redwood serving areas. Oh, oh, oh. Looks like a car bomb in that crate, though. Butane hoses and tanks and fittings. Oh. I took a shot at it. Looked pretty good. Ever finish something, but you still got a bag of real important-looking parts left over? Hey, honey, why don't you try the grill out first? You should have seen the flame come out of that hood. Buddy, stop running around like that. You're just making those flames grow on you like that. You didn't burn that meat, did you? This must be a fuel regulator of some sort. I don't think it's supposed to spray in the hair like that. Guess I don't need to tell you, though, do I, huh? Women are always mad. Burn her head, she's always mad at me. Always getting stuff dirty. I just washed that floor. Look what you did. And if she washed the floor for once... I pull out the hose. What's so tough about that? Everywhere you go, you make the house dirty. Oh, yeah. That's how I mark territory.
That was the routine that put them on the map. Better Pigs. Beatles had their first number one single in 1970 on this date. 52 years ago, it was The Long and Winding Road. 27 years ago, 1995, Alanis Morissette released her third album, Jagged Little Pill. That was 27 years ago. No! You want to know, my hand in my pocket, ironic, yikes. Happy number 55 to Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 News. Happy 48 to Virginia Kerr, wherever you are, Virginia. She's turning 48. The O.J. murders took place on this date in 1994. Tomorrow, we'll probably play some of the O.J. stuff that I have in the archives, which is just unbelievable to listen to. 1993 on this date, and yet another effort to attempt to replace Yours Truly on Casey. They announced The Bird, or Bird, if you will. And he was one of those guys who, if you listened day in and day out, it might not have been that exciting. But he also had some really, really funny ideas. There was the thing he did where, I don't know, somewhere in South St. Louis or something, he said, we're standing on a street corner, and in a couple of minutes, we're going to release a bunny and see if the bunny can make it across the street. Well, you know, people lost their fucking minds, and there were people who drove down there, and they were going to protest and try to stop him from doing this. And at 8 o'clock... he went ahead with it anyhow, and he released a bunny there in the intersection, trying to see if the bunny could make it across the street. It was somebody in a bunny suit, in a costume. It's pretty funny stuff. 1984. I'd only been on the air a couple of weeks. Honest God, like 2 weeks, and they booked me for an appearance at a place called Tully's in South County. And I showed up and there were like 600 people there. And the police were like, what the hell's going on here? Tim Russert died on this date in 2008. The Batman franchise reignited on this date in 1989. And after the movie had been out a week or two, it was one of the most brilliant advertising campaigns I think I've ever seen. You may recall this. So Batman opens... and it's been in theaters for a couple of weeks, and it's clearly a cultural phenomenon, or phenomena. I'm cracking myself up here. Anyhow, so I had these aerial photographs of empty athletic fields and empty shopping mall parking lots, pools with no kids in them. And a little caption, nobody spoke. There was just a little caption on the bottom of the screen saying, where is everybody? Where did everybody go? What could be happening here? And then they would just flash that Batman insignia. Like I said, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And it was on this date, 1987, that Scoops of Fun took place at Union Station, which spawned a lawsuit and some really, really fascinating information. Because here's what happened. The PR firm, the promoter, whoever it is, announces, okay, we're going to do this Scoops of Fun. It's going to be ice cream tasting in the Union Station parking lot. And come on down, bring the family. It's going to be a blast. And appearing at Scoops of Fun, J.C. Corcoran. Well, one Mr. Bob Hyland at KMOX, a guy for many, many years seemed to have more political influence than like the mayor or any other elected officials, says, just hold on there one stinking minute. J.C. Corcoran, no, because the Steam Heat Dancers are going to be performing as Scoops of Fun. And the Steam Heat Dancers was actually a promotional arm of KMOX. A lot of people didn't know that. So he said, I'm not letting the Steam Heat Dancers be out there at Scoops of Fun. So the Scoops of Fun people are like, we're going to make a decision here. And we're going to draw a line to the name of Steam Heat Dancers, J.C. Corcoran, Steam Heat Dancers, J.C. Corcoran. Put the line through J.C. Corcoran's name. He's not going to be there. So I go on the air, my ego wounded. And I said something to the effect of, well, you know, you can do that if you want. You can try to keep the Steam Heat Dancers away from me. But it's common knowledge. I banged two of them anyhow. Bum, 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 bum. Lawsuit. And then a couple of years later, you know, because these things take forever to actually engage, and they start taking depositions. And can you imagine the surprised and shocked look on the face of the lawyer who, in the deposition, asked me, Mr. Corcoran, it's true that you made that statement up, isn't it? And I said, it is not. And the guy looked at me like, excuse me, baking powder? I'm going to ask you that question again. You, in fact, have not had sex with two of the Steam Heat Dancers. And I said, yes, I have. Mr. Corcoran, may I remind you that you are under oath? Yes, thank you for the reminder. The lawyer, so I'm going to ask you this question again. Isn't it true that you made up the story that you've had sex with two of the Steam Heat Dancers? Answer, from yours truly, no, that's incorrect. They didn't know. They just assumed. They didn't know. And so that lawsuit went away. It just evaporated into midair. Oh, my God. I should write a book. Oh, that's right. I already wrote two. And a guy in Pennsylvania got arrested for using a fake $100 bill at the airport. His excuse was that he found the $100 bill in his pants, but it's not his fault because he was wearing somebody else's pants. And Britney Spears got married last Thursday. Small ceremony because she only invited people who think it'll last. And with that, it's a J.C. Corcoran podcast for Monday, June 13th, 2022. 151 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We are here every weekday morning right about this time. We archive everything. If you miss a show, don't worry. You may email me at jc@jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran, back in the morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.